Well, coming up in just about 2 weeks, Monday, August 3rd through Sunday, August 9th, at Thick House in San Francisco, the 4th annual New Works Festival presented by Three Girls Theater. And joining me to tell us about it, Spirulina Mason. She's the administrative director of Three Girls and also the executive producer of Les Rights. Spirulina, thanks so much for coming in.
Well, hello there. Hi, Kate.
So tell us about Three Girls Theater.
Well, we're in our 5th year right now, and Three Girls was started by actually 3 women playwrights in the Bay Area who got together and started wondering why women's plays weren't getting produced and looking at some statistics. And the statistics are really bad. They're 12 to 18% of women's plays actually get produced.
That's 12 to 18% of the plays that women write get produced, or 12 to 18% of the plays that are produced are by women?
12 to 18% of the plays produced are by women. So we're definitely 50% of the population, and we're not up to that yet in the terms of theater production. And that means that women's voices aren't actually being heard, and women's perspectives aren't really being heard in theater. So there's some groups around that work on gender parity issues in terms of the types of roles that are offered in the play and the topics of the plays and how many male and female actors. But there wasn't a lot happening for actually getting women's work on stage. So this group of gals, A.J. Baker, Lee Brady, and Suze Allen, got together and formed Three Girls Theater to see what we could do about that. And I've been along wearing a lot of different hats kind of from the beginning.
Are you a playwright yourself?
No, I am not a playwright.
So what drew you to this project?
Well, you know, I've worked on some theater things in the past in design roles. I've done makeup design for the Marsh Youth Theater, for the Chitresh Das Dance Company and Chandam School of Kathak Dance, doing makeup for some of their performances. Years ago in high school, I did lots of plays in various roles. So I came in doing some stage management, working on costumes, props, you know, kind of whatever needed to be done. And then as we started moving into a more focused productions and really getting our mission together, we needed somebody to do administrative direction and kind of keep all the pieces together. And A.J. Baker is really the captain of the ship. And she's the artistic producing director. So she's really been holding that vision really, really clearly and helping to get our work out there.
So you started about 5 years ago. And what have you done? What kinds of work have you been doing to try to address this broader mission of getting more women's work out?
Initially, we were just doing we did some readings. Developmental readings, which is an important part of the process of getting a play ready for full production, is the act of putting a play up book in hand with actors in front of an audience. And that way the playwright can actually see how audience reactions. They can tell, you know, where jokes work or, you know, where the plot maybe doesn't make sense to the audience or there needs to be a different segue, or if a area is too wordy or needs more explanation or less. So we did a few of those, and then we pretty much jumped right into a month-long festival where we did 2 main stage productions. And every night we'd have different readings. We had panel discussions and talkbacks where the audience can talk about their responses to the plays and give the playwright some feedback in that regard. So this is our 4th New Works Festival at Thick House Theater, and we're really pleased to be collaborating with a lot of different people in this process, as well as our own core company members.
This year's theme for the New Works Festival is 3GT Celebrates Risky Women, Having Fun and Wreaking Havoc. What does that mean?
Well, we definitely wanted to have fun, and not all of the plays are serious or, you know, dramatic plays. So we wanted to put that in there. And then it's a big risk. You know, there's a lot of things that women do that are very risky. to be a playwright in a time when the chances that you can get your work produced are so slim is a big risk. It's a lot of heart and soul that you put into that work with a, you know, very high probability that you won't be able to get it produced no matter how good it is. More than that, we're also, even with some of our collaborators, we've got Repro Rights, which is it's a group of women playwrights in the Bay Area that we're collaborating with for the purpose of this festival. And they're doing a series of short pieces on reproductive rights. And Women at Risk is the name of that night, since it's really clear that our reproductive rights are at risk all across the country right now and have been for a while.
And how?
Oh, yeah. And Repro Rights is a group of women that formed about a couple years ago, and and some men too. There's actually a couple men in this, though. Our core company doesn't usually, we don't produce work by men, but in the Repro Rights show, there is a man who's got a piece.
Another night is called Loud and Unladylike Presents the Effects of Ultraviolet Light. What's Loud and Unladylike?
So Loud and Unladylike, so this play is by Claire Rice. And Loud and Unladylike does plays that portray women from history and showing women in non-stereotyped roles, portraying women who historically did things or took risks, stepped out of stereotypical women's roles of their times, and bringing their stories to light. So women innovators, scientists, adventurers, all kinds of plays. The play that we're showing, The Effects of Ultraviolet Light by Claire Rice, is about women scientists and, you know, all of the various misogyny, racism, you know, flat-out skepticism that a woman could and should be, you know, working in a scientific role and the effects that had on her life. So,
yeah, I wanted to ask, you mentioned racism. Are you all also paying attention to the specific problems that women of color have getting their work produced? Because I think it's even worse than for white women.
You know, we would really like to be we're moving in that direction right now. We have a call out right now for women playwrights who would like to perhaps become a part of our group, because the core group, we don't have any women of color in our core group. And that's really been a concern for us. We've really been wanting to bring in, you know, women that represent, the San Francisco Bay Area. So we have a call out right now. Hello, everybody. Women playwrights, women of color, we welcome you to come. And we're having a meet and greet Saturday, the 8th, August 8th, at the Kaus Theater after the two afternoon performances.
So are any of the plays that are being showcased at the New Works Festival by women of color?
Yes. We have Tina Cates for our Les Rights, is one of our Les Rights writers, and she's coming back for, we're doing a Best of Les Rights show. So all of our, Les Rights is work by lesbian, bi, and trans women who are writing from their lesbian perspective of their life. And that show happens on Friday night, August 7th, and we're welcoming back all women who have produced pieces that we've produced pieces for in the past, and a lot of the pieces are new pieces by these women. So we're welcoming Tina Cates, who's going to do a piece called Sugar Cane and Collard Greens.
So talk a little more about Les Rights, and you're the executive producer of that. How does that program work, or what do you do during the year?
Our Les Rights program was conceived of by Marjorie Kreitman. So she's one of our resident playwrights, and she's a well-known humorist and monologuist and playwright in the Bay Area. She's done lots of she does solo work primarily, and she's one of our resident playwrights. One of her plays is one of the finalists of our Salon Staged Reading Series. Also, by the way, a note, Les Rights started because Marjorie was saying there really isn't any place for lesbian playwrights right now in the Bay Area. There's not a lot, and there's nothing really specifically for lesbian playwrights. And she just wanted to have a night initially she wanted to have it once a month. And there's not as many easy venues right now. There's not just like the Marsh Cafe or, you know, like places she had done things in the past where you can just go like, oh, we're just going to have a casual evening once a month where people come and do their work. So it's a little more formal than that. So we've been putting out calls for women to do bi, les, and trans women to do pieces that are humorous and short, 5 to 8 minutes, from their lesbian perspective. And the pieces can be flash memoir, short monologues, scenes with two or less people, minimum of two, maximum of two as well.
So basically for two people.
For two people. And some poetry, some slam poetry. So it's really been nice. The audiences have been sellout audiences almost every time. We're finding there's a huge kind of a thirst for that in the community, and people have been really, really receiving Les Wright's shows very well and asking for more.
Great. Well, it sounds like a lot of opportunity to see great work, but also some opportunity to maybe produce work if somebody wants to, who's listening, thinks, yeah, I'm a playwright, or I've written some things, or I would like to write some things, and they want to get involved in your program. How do they do that?
So go to our website, which is threegirlstheater.org, and there's ways to contact us via that, and we post submission calls for Les Wright's. Currently, that's the only program that we regularly seek submissions for. At this time, we're also seeking women playwrights. We're looking to add a couple more playwrights to our roster, so we are really seeking women playwrights of every stripe. Please come and see us Saturday or drop us an email. Again, that's threegirlstheater.org.
And I think it's three.
Yeah.
Spirulina Mason's been my guest. We've been talking about the Three Girls Theater upcoming 4th Annual New Works Festival. That's Monday, August 3rd to Sunday, August 9th at Thick House, 1695 18th Street in San Francisco. Go to their website, threegirlstheater.org, to find out how you can get tickets. Spirulina, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you very much, Kate. It's a pleasure to be here.